You know, I think one of the most difficult things to assess is the difficulty or the condition of the world. Some of us were talking yesterday, or maybe it was this morning, from the perspective of young people, you look at the world in which you live, and it has a very positive spin put upon it. There's a tremendous amount of intellect in the world. There's a tremendous amount of technology. There's a tremendous amount of what I call acceleration, things happening very quickly. And those things tend to blind your mind so that you don't see and you don't often understand that it's a wicked world in which you are living. Manoah, his wife, they were in a period of great declension. We are in that, both in the world and in Christendom and assemblies. It is a very difficult time, a time of declension. And you and I, and you in particular as young people, have been born into this particular time period to make a difference.
Amen.
It is not a time period, young people, where you just take things lightly. And this is what we're trying to emphasize. How should we order the life of this child? What should we teach him? You know, some of us that are a little bit older and have children, we've asked some of these same questions. What is the right way, the right method? How do I reach my son, my daughter? How do I help them to see that the power, the energy that is going to allow them to be victorious is going to be this narrow path of separation? And that if they deviate from this, there's going to be difficulty. I was thinking of this verse in Psalms 37, and just turn with me because as we move into chapter 14, I think this will help us as we talk about steps. In Psalm 37, it tells us in verse 23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. And at your leisure, you can read Psalm chapter 1 about the man, blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And verse 6, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. So in the first verse of chapter 14, we learn something about Samson. He makes a decision. He was raised to be separated unto God. But Samson, it says, he went down to Timnah. And he saw a woman in Timnah, not just a woman, but one of the daughters of the Philistines. Someone once said that the very first action, step, movement that we make is the most critical. You get behind a wheel of a car, you put your foot on an accelerator, you need to know what you're going to do. If not, you could strike someone, you could hit a tree, injure yourself. Samson's first step was not upward. It was not outward. It was downward. And that downward step, a step that was not ordered by the Lord, there his eyes, his natural eyes, young people, the world around him, this world that is filled with so many things that attracts us and we think it's so good, he sees with his natural eyes that he was supposed to be a spiritual man. Goes down. He sees a woman, and not just a woman, but one of the daughters of the Philistine. Almost the very worst kind of woman that you could select. Because immediately he was going to put himself in a relationship that was going to be very damaging to him, both morally and then also spiritually.
Just to add on to what you're saying, Brother Tim. Feel free to correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's interesting to note where Samson went down to. It says he went down to Timnah. And I've read several meanings of the word Timnah, and so correct me if I'm wrong, but one of those meanings was to hold back or to restrain. And I think in connecting with what you were saying earlier, Brother Tony, a lot of times the world has this particular spin of being very attractive, and I think a lot of times it has a spin of being very liberating, not being bound by all the rules and the regulations that Christianity and all these other things hold us to, not bound to these moral rules. But in reality, by going down to Timna, he's not breaking the chains that he had back home. He's just chaining himself to something else. And by leaving God's things, we're not liberating ourselves. We're just binding ourselves to a much crueler taskmaster. And we read later in the scripture that it's far better to serve God than it would be to serve
riches.
Jonah went down to Tarshish. The man that was taken, or that was ministered to by the Lord, the Good Samaritan, he had gone down from Jerusalem to Jericho. I think that's the lesson that Tony and our brother is setting before us. It's the first step that leads him open to the attack of the enemy on the second step. You see, his will has and his natural propensities are beginning to take over here, you see. You mentioned a while ago you're going to take a wife. So one day, what am I looking for? The girls that are looking for a husband. What am I looking for? Am I looking for a Boaz? We had this a year ago. Am I looking for a Ruth? Well, if I'm a man here, will the Lord bring me a Ruth? And if I'm a Ruth, am I living in such a way that the Lord will put his blessing on my life and bring a Boaz to me? You see, there are tremendous considerations. And what is it that is driving me? And, I'm thinking of the man Samson here. He took the lead. I don't read here that he asked the Lord what he should do. I don't read that at all. I read that he went in a certain direction. And this is where we have to be so careful. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And we all know where those words came from. From a man that realized, I believe, the day that he was saved, that the one that had saved him was worthy that his life would be given to him. What do you want me to do? What wilt thou have me to do? And those are words. It's too late to utter those words when I have made binding decisions in my life. And I realize later, I made a mistake. I'm going to have to stop and start over. Well, there's sometimes you can stop and start over. And there's sometimes you cannot. The rest of our life is a long time, isn't it? And so this is why we want to be so careful as we take this up. He went down to Timna. He saw a woman in Timna of the daughters of the Philistines. And he came up and told his mother and father, I've seen a woman in Timna of the daughters of the Philistines. Now therefore, get her for me. Now what's involved? What's involved now?
He's telling his parents what to do instead of listening to them.
Okay, he's telling his parents what to do. There's another word that starts with a W. I-L-L. His will. Not, Lord, would you have her for me? Get her for me. I want her. This is my decision. Well, what a terrible decision. Get her for me to wife.